This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Shevins with us. You heard the top of the hour news about ghost guns, and the BATF is interested in regulating them. And the question is, who's in charge? Is it Congress or is it the BATF? Well, I can tell you what I've learned over the years. And at the Get Prepared Expos, we had Guns80, GUNS80.com, with us, and they were on the air with us. They were talking about these kits, gun kits, rifle kits that you could finish. So they'd be unusable until you did 20% of the work. So 80% would be done, 20% you'd have to finish. And they were perfectly legal, and they are perfectly legal up to this moment, unless I missed something in the news. But they were perfectly legal. And, you know, you think that maybe you have to go and buy a rifle or a pistol or a shotgun or a revolver from some company. Well, you can make your own, according to what I've read. Or you can buy some of the parts and finish the receiver yourself. And I don't know why they call them ghost guns. I don't get that at all. There's nothing ghost-like about them. They are not finished, and you have to finish them. And if you finish them, now you have a complete usable rifle. Why are they called ghost guns? I think that's to let you think that there's something illegal about them. And the answer is, there's nothing illegal about them. So if you have a lathe and you have the skills and you want to make your own rifle or pistol from top to bottom, left to right, you can do that. Absolutely legally, provided that you're not a felon. Very interesting. And so, Rich, and we had a class or classes at the Get Prepared Expo demonstrating how you could do this. You could buy the kit and finish it yourself, but it would be illegal to take it to a gunsmith and have him or her do it for you. You had to make your own, meaning finish your own. Rich, the question about, you know, what price would I buy a vehicle at? Did you want to flesh that out?
Well, yeah, I can go into a lot of different tangents here, but let me give it a shot. And, you know, when you buy a new anything today, folks, especially we've talked about, we've given the articles published in the public domain about how the powers that be want to centralize and control everything, especially food, currency, and energy. Let's look at some subsets under energy, like food, fuel, transportation. We have to look at what they're trying to do. The state is so corrupt, they're literally defending, let's call Congress and judges and politicians cartels and cabals, okay? Because they've been printed in many articles with that way. Just like Vin says, all the definitions are being tainted, being changed. Everything is corrupt right now. So whether it be healthcare, whether it be education, whether it be transportation, whether it be government, doesn't matter what it is. They basically eliminate or are trying to eliminate all competition with things like subsidies and changing regulations and lobbying and PACs, and we've mentioned all these things, raising minimum wage laws to eliminate small business competition like the moms and pops. So this is why we talk about decentralization or you can work on things your own way. You've heard us go back to the basics many times: food, water, shelter, and energy, right? And the skill sets that are that surround it, because the central banks, the IMF, the EU, they're gonna they want to steal your land. They want to control the ports, control tourism, control transportation, and they want severe depression for generations to come. Look at real wages. Look at retail sales. Look at productivity growth. Look at personal and discretionary income. Look at how the middle class is going broke. U.S. durable goods. Look at credit in this country. Look at all the debt. Look at all the foreclosures and the defaults and the bankruptcies and the bubbles. Look at what is even free markets and supply and demand anymore? Because the powers that be want to control everything, so through some type of centralization and all its subsets. So when you buy a new vehicle, you're stuck into the forced obsolescence of what parts they have and what breaks down way sooner. And we've talked about this. You know, I know Vince has talked about this till he's blue in the face. But the centralization, like the computers, when you buy, I think, Vince, you told me, not too many weeks ago when we talked privately, you'd never buy anything beyond or newer than 2018 because it's so centralized with their computers, you can't fix your vehicles. I mean, maybe change a tire or something, but there's a lot of things that you can't do and you're dependent on to get the new chips, to get the new whatever. So did I cover that okay? But I just want to put an exclamation point, Vince, on what I said earlier before.
One point of clarification, Rich. I was talking to a guy who owns a shop, a mechanic, a seasoned mechanic, and he said to me that we, as small shops, cannot fix vehicles that are 2018 and newer. Now, we could probably change the tires, you know, maybe work on the brakes. But in terms of transmission control computers, engine control computers, climate control computers, security system control computers, navigation computers, all that, no, we can't. We can't. So from my perspective, I wouldn't buy anything newer than 2006. That's the absolute upper limit. And actually, I don't like anything newer than 2005. So because that's based on my experience with working with them. Now, that's not a public article in the public domain. However, other people have said the same thing. So in terms of my my experience, 2006 is the absolute upper limit. And, class, when I talk to you about these wireless devices in cars, when they break, it is a huge problem. If you have, and this is reported, if you have a one of those console screens, and navigation, radio, climate control, all built into the central console, and that screen quits, $2,000. $2,000, and you have to be able to get it. You have to get it from the manufacturer. There are not secondary market replacements. You can't go to the big box store and say, I'd like a new replacement console screen. It's not going to happen. So it's a showstopper. Absolute showstopper if that single screen that you've combined all of these features like climate control, door locks, radio, all that navigation, put all that into one screen, and if it breaks, you're just toast. And that's crazy. That's really nuts. And even Tesla has been reported to have the transmission control on that screen. So you just drag and drop the icon if you want to go to forward, neutral, you know, reverse. That's beyond nuts. That's beyond nuts. Rich, one of the things that we should talk about today is the future of USA Prepares. What does it mean? And you have a challenge for you because you're going to have to update some equipment in order to connect. And I've asked the instructors as we've gone forward if they are interested and staying with us, and all have said yes. Do you have any comments about the future of USA Prepares based on what you know, based on our discussions privately? Are there any questions that you have or any comments that you'd like to make?
Well, you know, the good news is USA Prepares is on multiple venues and radio stations. So, look, I feel bad for GCN, and, you know, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I wish they could have made it at least a few more months because we are in the home stretch of freedom and liberty, and any sense of rule or law right now, but it is what it is. And, you know, I talked to one of the engineers briefly because he was so busy this morning. I just basically put in a couple of words, and I told him, I'm sorry for his loss of job coming up. So, you know, it's up to different venues to pick up different programs. Okay, I don't like calling us. I'm going to go off into a tangent here, Vince. I don't like calling us a show. I always call us things like a broadcast or a venue, or because we're not trying to entertain. If anything, I would rather be known for being hated for telling the truth than being loved for blowing smoke up someone's keister and telling someone what they want to hear. So, you know, it's just like when I was talking about election fraud a few moments ago, all published when I was talking about to Laura Trump and Whatley. You know, we have rampant fraud in the Constitution. The state legislatures were illegally cast aside by the establishment. The Supreme Court, the governor, the AG, Secretary of State. I mean, they're like dog catchers out there. In Arizona, one county allowed signature matches and found that there was 11% fraud. That was more than any discretionary for any votes in any of the swing states, which would have given Trump the win. This is an example, folks. We need to get rid of, first of all, the Republican label, Laura. I know MAGA, Make America Great Again, I get it. Let's just call us America. Call the Republican Party America, because there's so many people that have literally took the bribes, the blackmail, and the threats and sold out the American people for their own personal gain. We're totally lawless right now, Laura. This is, Vince, it's just so important. I mean, if we don't have a rule of law, and everything's fraud and corruption and scams and treason and wokeness, which is, again, lowering the bars of standards and qualifications for every job, it doesn't matter what venue we're on. What we need to do is get people in place who's willing to do their job. And we don't have that. And, you know, if it gets any worse regarding those terms like lawlessness and wokeness and treason, it doesn't matter if we're on the air or not. And, you know, I appreciate GCN. And, you know, I've been part of that for over 13 years and a lot of other venues. And I agree with what you said about radio versus video. You know, I've been on plenty of shows where I was on video for interviews and things like that. And I don't really care about it because I don't care about the money. I don't care about to be famous or to be infamous. This is an obligation and a duty to do this for my country. So I guess we're at the point right now that we need to wake up as many people as possible because we are literally in the home stretch of freedom. We are months away from being a Nazi-style, totalitarian, authoritarian dictatorship. So, Vince, if you want to comment on that...
Now, just very quickly, I mentioned to you several days ago the requirements that we have in order for us to connect going forward, and you jumped on it immediately. I mean, that day, you jumped on it. Are you going to be able to get your equipment up to the...
Well, I'm going to talk to my computer guy shortly, and I'll let you know absolutely for sure soon.
Great. Okay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. Folks, you know, I have so much information on economics and things like that, but what I want to do is tie a few things together, and I'm kind of off my stance here because I got to start at a certain spot because I'm so far behind. So here we go. I want to show, first of all, the psyops on how the powers that be, you know, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Soroses, the Gates, the Schwabs, all the people who are really behind the scenes and in charge, and what they're doing to collapse us, whether it be through wokeism, through centralization, through divide and conquer strategies. If we can't admit to what's happening and we don't see it, then we are going to be all broke. They're going to have their depopulation agenda fulfilled, which is 500 million people on the planet from 8 billion. And in the meantime, no one's going to be able to control their own destiny. So let me give information. We are in an information war. This is titled, it's an article and a video, Systemic Incompetence. First female judge fired after robbing town and blaming racism. This is Christina Peterson, okay? Bear with me here. Biden's student loan cancellations to cost taxpayers $559 billion So who's going to benefit from this, folks? Mostly the wealthy people. In other words, the student loan forgiveness, I'm giving the bullet points here. 750,000 of those households are making over $312,000. People, when we say that the bottom 93% is purposely being systematically attacked, they use group identity politics, they insult your work ethic, ability, intelligence. Their job is to degrade you and disrespect you, to control you through fear, ego slash pride saving face, and bribery and blackmail and threats. How many times have we given the psychological studies and the proof that shows what they're doing, and mostly proving that this doesn't empower your group or your nation? You don't do that by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. It's made to make people at each other's throat. It's made to make you submissive, to break your will. When you reward mediocrity, you destroy America. You destroy opportunity. You destroy productivity. You destroy innovation and ingenuity. This is all proof that we've given many times in many different ways over with published articles in the public domain. UCL chief of DEI, of course, this audience knows what DEI is, right? Diversity, equity, inclusion. Just invert a couple letters and it really means what it says. Die. It's not about your group, hyphen, and pronoun. The powers that be want to delegitimize work by lowering the bars of standards and qualifications for a job. We've connected these dots a million times. So the chief, UCL chief of DEI, who led students in Free Palestine chant, has reportedly been caught plagiarizing 10 papers in her PhD dissertation. Folks, there's no more value in college. You remember Harvard, disgraced former president Claudine Gay? Well, they didn't fire her. They just shifted her over. And basically, she's teaching reading and research ethics classes, collecting a $900,000 salary when she got caught plagiarizing herself. Maxine Waters. She's whining now because she got confronted at a restaurant, and she was telling mobs all around the country, remember years ago, it's on video, to confront Trump people. And what did she do? She played the race card. Look, it's all in their indoctrination and socialization camps, which is partly the government public school system. This is in the globalist white papers. It's in their literature. It's in their speeches that they're going to have a separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what victim group status you have, because they have protectionist status. They have protectionist group status. You think anything's going to happen to Liz Cheney or Meathead Reiner? No, they come from wealthy daddies. How about it, Anderson Cooper? How about the Cuomos?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. An American journalist who was kidnapped in 1985 and held in Lebanon for 7 years has passed away. According to multiple reports, Terry Anderson died at the age of 76 at his home in Greenwood Lake, New York. Anderson volunteered to go to Lebanon in 1982 after Israel's invasion of the country. He was released in 1991 following the end of the civil war in Lebanon. A recent poll indicates that professionals in the U.S. are feeling a growing lack of support from their employers for workplace well-being. USA's John Schaefer with more.
This despite over 80% of employees emphasizing the importance of mental health support when considering job opportunities. The poll, which was conducted by recruitment firm Robert Walters, reveals that 60% of professionals believe employers should do more to prioritize employee well-being.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot
keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season
for
2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, class, there's been some interest in some of the teaching that we do here at USA Prepares. And we are, it's on the table. Rich and I have been talking about this for months and months and months. And if you're interested in getting an invitation to, you know, one of these meetups here at the farm, naturalfarmslc.com, send me an email. that you're interested, and I'll keep your email address. If you want to have your contact phone number, that'd be great too. So just say that you're interested in coming to the barbecue. And we, you know, we might have a barbecue with campers and teach. And I think it'd be a great series of events. So just send me an email, instructor@usapreparers.com. instructor@usapreparers.com. And the headline or the subject line, just say barbecue. And let me know your email address, which I'll get, and your name and your phone number. That's just for me. We don't sell anything. We don't give away your information. We keep it confidential. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. Folks, right before the break, I talked about the public/government schools. Here's an article on Zero Hedge, The Great Escape from Government Schools. Basically, chronic absenteeism has almost doubled amongst public school students, rising from 15% pre-pandemic. Or, you know what? We should stop using the word pandemic. It was a scamdemic to create a coup against the people of the United States and a sitting president. So rising 15% pre-scamdemic to 26% currently. Look, we've talked about all this. All this, you know, including the Fed's erection, the cover-up, the coup, everything. We've given all these articles. But instead of raising the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for everything, everything's being lowered. What do you mean, Rich? Well, there's an article that just came out 2 days ago. Supreme Court lowers the bar for workplace discrimination claims. So it's not going to be about hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, merit. It means nothing. So now, instead of significant harm, it's some harm for discrimination claims. But is that going to be for everybody? No. When I tried to get a job at the New York City Fire Department in 1979, I was bench pressing 365 pounds. I could carry most of you listening to this up and down a ladder. I couldn't get the job because that was the year the women's groups of New York City sued the city to do what? To lower the bars of standards and qualifications for the job. A few years later, in 82, I showed up for an interview for the National Forest Service to get a job in forestry. Showed up with a degree in one hand and experience in the other. The guy at the interview said, sorry, can't hire you as a white male. They hired two girls sitting in the waiting room, fresh out of high school, 18 years old, no degree, no experience, no nothing. So is this going to help for discrimination? No, because they want. How many times have I described the powers that be own definition of wokeism, folks? It's to collapse society, to bring in the Great Reset, to put the least qualified people in charge of everything. And that's why studies are coming out that people who are woke are more miserable and suffer from mental health problems, because they have to look at themselves in the mirror and say, hey, I took a job away from somebody who had higher job standards, qualifications, and merit. And I got to look myself in the eye. So what do you have to do? Psychology studies say you have to justify and rationalize your hate towards other groups so you can live with yourself. Next, House Democrats push bill establishing inspector general to oversee the Supreme Court. This is called centralization. So the Supreme Court, because they haven't been doing their job, all they care about is manufacturing their perception of self-importance, self-interest, self-preservation. Well, then what happens when you turn into a sellout and you no longer follow the rule of law? Now we're going to have people who are bought and paid for, blackmailed and threatened, creating bills to basically make the Supreme Court irrelevant. Addiction. This is where I'm going with this right now. Addiction activists say they're reducing harm in Philadelphia. Locals say they're causing it. So basically, addicts have turned a minority neighborhood into an open-air drug market, and the residents are blaming mostly white advocates for destroying their community. How many times have we talked about this, folks? All these, you know, these white males, how come Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, and Joe Biden and all their kids are getting jobs in Ukraine and around the world on boards for doing nothing? And the poor kids are dying in wars and barely surviving. It's not about being white or being male. It's about the aristocracy. Malcolm X was executed for hitting the nail on the head here. Do you think Rob Reiner, why did he get group protectionist status? Because his daddy got him the job. This is called the Banana Republic. We call this a failed state. They're going to bring in forensics checks, martial law. How come our top brass is all bought and paid for? Where are words like duty, code, honor, and oath? How come we're run by foreign powers, especially on election fraud? We are allowing these people to spit on the graves of over a million combat soldiers who gave their life for our freedoms and liberty, and we're not doing anything about it. Well, the alternative media is, but no one else is. Well, how about Liz Cheney with these nepotism connections? She started with $7 million net worth, and what'd she get? Why'd she even start with that much? Oh, that's right, her daddy. And how come she now has a $44 million net worth, a 600% increase? I have an article in here that should put her in jail, if I can find it. Basically, Vince, during the next break, I'm going to look for that, but I'm going to go into more information right now. War on women. Biden regime proudly abolishes Title IX. Look, this is an information war, people. This is what happens when you hear these stupid words like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity. It's to consolidate power, money, and control. When you eliminate merit, you delegitimize work, you eliminate value, then everything gets centralized because useful idiots are fighting against each other and no one is sticking up for one another. It means an extinction of truth, trust, merit, hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, middle class, poor, small and medium-sized businesses, the Constitution, the rule of law, judges, lawyers, courts, gone. Well, they're not doing their job. They might stay there just to, you know, to look like they're doing something. Big corporations, government, and a fascist welfare system is going to run everything. All representing the wealthy elites, freedom, liberty, justice, rights, protection of the rule of law, restitution, any definition of the rule of law, gone. Any standards, any expectations, any qualifications for any job, gone. You're going to be rewarded for being a sellout, a traitor, a turncoat, a Benedict Arnold, a snitch, a tattletale. This is what's going to happen. We're all on the chopping block. Everything about America, and we're spitting in the faces of over a million combat soldiers who gave their life for us. Never mind the ones who fought and bled for us. So this war on women, you think it's about, oh, no, it's going to benefit my group. No, it isn't. It's done to insult, degrade, and disrespect your group. It's done to eliminate work ethic, ability, and intelligence. It's working to not empower your nation, but destroy it and make you submissive and destroy America. Eliminate value. The word earn means nothing. That's what this is all about. So Title IX, just so you know, ladies, now biological men, they can not only be on your sports teams, but they can go into your locker room and your bathrooms. Oh, that's not true, Rich. You're making that up. You're a conspiracy theorist. Well, go check it out. I'm looking at the Gateway Pundit right now, that exact article from April 20th, just 3 days ago. Let's talk a little bit about corruption here. But first I want to talk a little bit about the psyops regarding hunting. There was a huge article on chronic wasting disease, and that and other articles morphed around the internet recently in the last week or two. Well, basically, the mainstream news sites were announcing that a couple of hunters died after eating venison that was contaminated with chronic wasting disease. Well, long story short, wildlife experts say there's no evidence to support their claims. It's so important. This is why the alternative media is so important. We use words like facts, evidence, proof, truth. They use terms like, well, not up front, of course, propaganda, lies, gaslighting, passing their agendas, hoaxes, false flags. That's exactly what's going on. And if you think that the Republicans, because they're a Republican in name, is helping you out, well, Mike Johnson, backed by the rhinos in the Republican Party, just passed a $95 billion bill in foreign aid bills, including an additional $60-plus billion to Ukraine. I'm not making this stuff up. And Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan got money, but nothing for our border. It's a planned collapse, folks. And FISA, our own government, our own Congress and Senate just passed a new FISA bill by a long shot where you can now be spied upon without a warrant. Vince, how do you like that?
Well, that particular spying has been in the media for several days now. It's really frightening that Big Tech has provided all of the resources necessary for spying on us. And, you know, the government says things like, and this is in the media too, that you have no expectation of privacy. Really? You have no expectation of privacy? So you pick up the phone and call someone and you can't expect that to not be intercepted, recorded? Really? And that's where we are. However, at the same time, guys like Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, buys up property because he doesn't want people near him close enough so they can watch him. But he's watching the whole world through his company, Meta, or previously called Facebook. So we, the little people, the bottom 93%, maybe it's even 99%, have no expectation of privacy. It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. And it's happening all over. People are becoming unglued because they don't want to be spied upon. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back. Actual facts.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
But you're talking about bizarre things that are happening in the workplace, and there are reports on available that you can find about people who are in these remote work from home kind of jobs, and when they have meetings, they put bags over their heads. Now, I was thinking, what would I do if I were in charge of a division or a company and had a meeting, Zoom meeting or Skype meeting, and someone had a bag over his head or her head? I'd fire him on the spot, right there, live. I'd fire him on the spot. Rich, we're having a lot of problems, and we're talking about inflation being temporary. Well, class, the average price of a gallon of gasoline is $3.67. In Missouri, it's $3.13. In Montana, where you are, Rich, it's $3.58. In California, it's $5.42. Now, if you want to buy premium, in Missouri, it's $3.96. Montana, $4.18. In California, $5.80. When you talk about inflation being temporary, no, it's not. And there's a term in finance and economics, and that is that prices are sticky downward. They're like lubricated on the way up, and they're sticky on the way down. And that means that prices are slow to be lowered. $5.80 a gallon for premium gasoline in California, $4.18 for premium in Montana. This is nuts. Class, when I was a child in the 1960s, gasoline was 24.9. We're talking about it being over 20 times that in California. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, I want to mention this one article, Vince. It's titled Pelosi's Insurrection. It's on the Gateway Pundit. Please verify everything we say, folks. I prefer people to think that we're making things up so we all do more reading and research. The National Guard whistleblowers are going to testify. They were ready to be deployed on January 6th, but the Pentagon delayed the orders. So basically, all these January 6th committees turned out to be a big lie. Pelosi and Liz Cheney should be in prison. This is why we need, when Vince talks about Zuckerberg, it doesn't matter who any of these big people running the show. It's all fraud. We need practice what you preach laws. And you got to take everything with a grain of salt, do your own research and connect the dots. When Hillary Clinton says what Trump really wants to do, and I'm reading an article here. This is a quote from Hillary. What Trump really wants to do is kill and imprison opposition and exile journalists. Everything the Democrats or the globalists, they really are globalists, along with the rhino sellout traitor Republicans, what they want to do, what they say we're going to do or we're doing, they've either done it or they're going to do it. It's called projection. If you or I did what Hillary Clinton did and set up Donald Trump for this Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, the PP gate, and everything, like it's been proven. The receipts are out. Hillary Clinton, the DNC, is behind all this fraud. If you or I did this, people, we'd be in prison for the rest of our lives. You know, James O'Keefe, he has another video out where a special advisor basically uncovers that who are the people who are really running the White House. Everyone knows it's not Biden because he can't even speak. And James O'Keefe on video reveals that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are still involved behind the scenes. Does that surprise anybody? No. People, we have to, we can't have different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on your wealth, your nepotism connections, a.k.a. your protectionist group status, and they're dividing us by gender you identify as, skin pigmentation shade, sexual orientation, religion. And it better not be Christian. Here's an article, Reese Witherspoon wants Hollywood to embrace artificial intelligence. This is a woman who's a gazillionaire who used the PPP loan system and got more money than most Social Security recipients who put into the kitty will get. What is she really saying? I have what I want in life. I got enough money. You never will. And we're going to make sure we can centralize everything so I have it and you don't. In other words, life is relative. Vince, you have to have practice with your preach laws. I mean, here's a quote from Joe Biden regarding his ghostwriter. I just found all the classified documents stuffed downstairs by Representative Stefanik. This is the audio recording of Biden saying this. Why is he not in prison? But no, Donald Trump's going through the same thing when he was president and did it legally. Folks, we appreciate you being here. It's frustrating. The only way to get through this is if everybody participates. Everybody. Vince, thank you.
Rich, thank you so much for being with us. And Murr Bailey of Republic Broadcasting, yours truly, thank you so much for the kind things that you...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.